A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 20. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. What do you think? If a man had 100 sheep and one of them had gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Kerwin Doerr, Prince of Peace Lutheran Church, Anaheim, California.
Have you been in a relationship which is dragging you down spiritually? We want to always think that when a Christian associates with a non-believing person, that Christian has a positive effect on that person. We want to believe that the Holy Spirit is working powerfully in our lives and through our lives to change the people around us. We want to be that living word that God uses to bring His light into a sin-darkened world. And most of the time, almost all the time, that is the case. Most people are brought to know Jesus Christ as their Savior through the loving, gentle hand of a Christian friend or family member. God says to His people, "You are the light of the world. So let your light shine so that people may give glory to your Heavenly Father." Christians are His masterpieces to show the world their need for His loving kindness. Unfortunately, from time to time, it does not always work that way. Sometimes non-believing friends drag good Christians down. Have you ever had that experience? After spending time with some people, you begin to realize that you do not like yourself as much as you once did. You notice that rather than lifting them up, they seem to be holding you back or even dragging you down into things that you know are wrong. In Matthew 18, Jesus says, "It's a terrible fact that the world is full of temptations to do sin. It's even more terrible for that person who would be the source of some temptation. So if your hand or foot leads you into doing something which is wrong, cut it off and get rid of it. If your eye drags you down to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. hey, it's better to enter heaven half blind and lame than to experience the fires of hell. Now, those are very strong words. Now we know that God is not recommending we mutilate ourselves. If that were true, the entire world would be blind and helpless within a week. The context in this is relationships. See, this is really about people. This is a difficult subject and a sad thought to cut yourself loose from someone important to you. Ending a relationship is always painful, like cutting off a part of yourself, but sometimes it's necessary for you and for their welfare. Jesus goes on to speak about his concern for those people who are cut off, lost, and separated from him. He says, "What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep, but one of them wanders off, he will leave the other 99 safe in the fold and go look for that one lost sheep until he finds it. Then when he finds that one lost sheep, he gets more joy over this than the whole rest of the flock which has been safe." We may have to separate ourselves from a person whose life is destructive to us, but God never lets them go. God never abandons them. Jesus is traveling the hills and the valleys of his world, always looking for those people who are off on their own. He is constantly reaching out to people. He continually calls to them. The ministry of Jesus was this search for what we could call lost people. People who have been cut off, who have cut themselves off from their loving Father in heaven. He is searching, calling, reaching out. If you may be one of those people, Jesus is speaking to you right now. He's speaking his words of love and forgiveness. He wants you. Jesus has even paved the road back to God the Creator with his own sacrifice upon the cross. Listen to him and let him carry you back. This is Pastor Kerry Doerr of Anaheim, California, and I say, God's blessings. Amen.
We thank Pastor Kerwin Doerr for this meditation on God's Word.